is Nick and Tina, and you're watching On the Road with Dr. Brian.
Folks, this is Dr. Brian King. I'm here in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm hanging out with a buddy of mine, a guy who started comedy about the same time I did, back in California. And we're here in Chicago. Just got through finished watching one of your shows. You're not only a stand-up guy, but you're also an improviser. You just got through doing one. You work with a group called Stranger. Is it Stranger or The Stranger?
Stranger.
Stranger, okay. Because The Stranger, that's a sex move. Yeah. And I'm here with Peter Kim. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thanks
doing,
for having me.
I appreciate it, man.
Good to see you, man.
The interview. So, man, you're in Chicago.
Yeah.
And you're improvising. What's that about? How'd you end up here? Because we met in California.
We did. I believe we met when we were both doing stand-up. And I started doing some improv shortly after.
All right.
And then, 4 years later, I just decided to move to the mecca of improv and sketch comedy.
And so you're here, and you have your own group, Stranger. Did you start that up here, or did you join them, or what happened with that?
Yeah, Stephanie, one of our other team members, is here with us. And me, Stephanie, and the two others in our group, we all moved here around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
End of May, June of 2012.
In California, too?
No, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Okay, so all right.
Yeah, so we moved from different cities, having done some work in other smaller cities, and then we all came and kind of like met each other,
mm-hmm.
Had a similar point of view, and liked each other, liked hanging out, so we started playing together.
Right. And so you've been doing Stranger for like a year?
Just under a year.
And you're also at Second City?
Yeah, we're both in the conservatory program now.
Yeah, so how's that been going out for you?
It's great. Second City's a huge organization out here. Obviously has a lot of influence in the comedy world.
It's like the Saturday Night Live farm team, really.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It tends to be a lot of that.
I
think it's because like sketch comedy and like satire is big in that theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it tends to draw smart comedians and people who are really plugged into like, you know, American culture and
mm-hmm.
make fun of it.
Yeah. And so you've been doing that now for how long?
Since I got here, pretty much.
Wow, so you made it to Chicago and you just basically hit the ground running, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you were really active, though, in California, though. You had the End Games,
That's right.
The Improv Festival you organized, which I hosted. Thank you very much.
What made you
decide to make that move? You know, most people move west, and they move New York or L.A. I mean, I know Second City is a big draw, but, you know, there's improv in other cities. What brought you here, man? What I'm saying is we miss you in California. That's what I'm saying.
I miss you guys too. You've been on the road a lot. So like the cities are very different. The comedy scenes are very different.
Yeah.
San Francisco has a pretty healthy scene, stand-up wise, I would say. But improv wise, it was pretty small. I think Stephanie comes from D.C., which is a smaller improv town. Thank you guys.
See you guys next week.
Goodbye. Great job, ladies.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's
all right.
Yeah, we can edit that out.
Yeah, we can edit that.
Savage is from a smaller improv town as well. I miss SF. I miss End Games, the theater. As you know, like after the festival, we ended up becoming a training center and a theater company, which is still going on, and they're doing great out there. It was time for me to kind of move on into like bigger and better things.
Yeah.
And San Francisco, as well as probably D.C., there's a pretty, you know, short ceiling to, like, what you can reach, and then
mm-hmm.
you kind of just kind of plateau.
So you maxed out in San Francisco.
A little bit, basically. I would say, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. There's no Second City, you know, there's no UCB, you know, there's a... So it's like, you know, you got to go where the pros are, you know?
Yeah.
I gotcha. And so you've been training at Second City, or are you doing, is it mainly improv, are you doing sketches, or what are you doing over there?
Doing a bunch of everything. Yeah, I've been in the training program there, also in my second sketch review run right now, which is coming
mm-hmm.
to an end next week. That's been awesome. It's been a really great experience to like learn their process
yeah.
and kind of like learn how to write and how to, you know, show up and be part of an ensemble.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's been great.
And Stephanie, you came out from D.C.
Yes.
What was it? What was it like out there, man? What's it?
Well, it has a pretty strong improv community, and stand-up's pretty lively up there too. And I came to do it in the city that has the history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was Second City that like the draw for you to come out
Second
here?
City and IO and Annoyance, they're all, you know, really great schools.
Uh-huh.
To, but also it gives you an opportunity to collaborate with people that are also very serious about making comedy a career.
Okay. Yeah. Are you also a stand-up? Or?
I do some stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I've been investing in improv for over 8 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's been my thing.
And you say you're still doing stand-up, right?
Yeah.
And so
a lot more since I moved to Chicago, actually,
really?
Which is weird.
Oh,
yeah,
because you know it's sort of a you see improv and you see stand-up and they seem to be these sort of not necessarily competing worlds, just different worlds. You know, it's
yeah.
like stand-ups have a hard time doing improv and vice versa, but you seem to straddle that. Okay,
thanks, man.
I don't know. It's like how do you manage to do both, really?
You know, honestly, it is two different worlds, as in like. What part of the brain mm-hmm. I use for them. Stand-up, as you know, is a lot of kind of your voice and your take on things, and you write it and rewrite it and craft it,
mm-hmm.
and even a joke you've been doing for years will all of a sudden hit 4 years later. You know, it's like, it's crazy.
Right.
And there's a certain amount of, like, ownership over that, and you're kind of manipulating the laughs in stand-up, whereas in improv, especially long-form improv, which is what we do out here with IO and like Chicago's kind of known for, you're kind of creating theater on the spot,
mm-hmm.
you know, hopefully fun and funny theater.
So laughter is not necessarily the goal?
I don't think so. I think it's more about like
side effect.
Yeah,
it's a good side effect of playing characters. Like, Chicago's very big on character-driven comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Second City's a huge proponent of that, style-wise. UCB's more, like, idea-driven, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I trained at the UCB in New York, which I loved. But it's very it's very much based on, here's a funny idea, or here's a funny situational comedy scene. Let's play it out.
Right, right.
Whereas Chicago's really about... Chicago's a big theater town, working theater town, working actor town. You know, a lot of people don't get famous and rich here, but a lot of people do really great work.
Yeah, so they grow up here, and then they move to New York. Or
Yeah. And to be honest, a lot of people stay here and just work, and you know, and just put in the grind, and it's like day in, day out. Like, there's not a lot of people here. There is some, but like, there's not a lot of people who are here. It's like, oh, I can't wait to get famous. Like,
yeah.
There are, but it's more about like doing the good work.
Which
I
is
think.
Also part of the draw of this town, that it's a town made up of people that love doing it instead of people that are just looking for the next big break.
Yeah, no, that's a total opposite of where I live now, which is West Hollywood.
You're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean we're all looking to be famous. You know? We're all looking at that. So it's like, how can this make me more successful, so to speak? You know.
Yeah.
So you're like more focused on developing the art, becoming a better artist, you know.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it though? What is it about fucking improv that you like so much, man? as a stand-up, I want to get it.
Yeah. You know? I hear what you're saying. You know what it is, Brian? I think it's the fact that like as a stand-up, you get it right, and then you present it, and then you get a response, and
mm-hmm.
then you make it more right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With improv,
you develop the joke.
Yeah, exactly. With improv, if you're doing it with good people, it's always right.
Isn't there something though that you said? Like, what if you come up with a great scene spontaneously,
uh-huh.
and it's just amazing, and everything works, and all that. You never get to recreate that moment again.
Well, that's the great thing about Second City is that they use improv for generation of material.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you see on a Second City stage will have been improvised first and then written down and re-improvised later.
Okay.
So it depends. Like, some people, like the show you saw tonight, we had four independent teams just working out. It's like going to an open mic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like stand-ups.
You're like an improv open mic, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. But with improvisers, it's always a workshop. It's a process that's interesting for us, mm-hmm. I think, is like, how can we be so in the same zone so that we can leap without the fear of, like, is this going to be a wrong move? You know, so it's just, like, taking big, bold risks. So I think for me, it really fulfills a part of my, like, comedic sensibilities that, like, I can't get fulfilled in stand-up, mm-hmm. you know? And vice versa, I would say.
Yeah.
The similarity that I think they both have is the connection. So stand-ups look for the connection with the audience, and improvisers look for a connection among their other performers with mm-hmm. them, the other actors with them. And that's where the magic is. The, you know, any joke that lands on a stand-up mic, it will do so because of the connection that the, you know, that the stand-up has with the audience.
Right. If you, okay, so the whole rule of improv is like that whole rule of a yes and, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody says something and you're supposed to agree with them and move, push it forward, you know. You ever run into problems with people where they just sort of like the scene just comes to a halt and you don't know what to do with it?
No.
Does that ever happen? I just feel like there'd just be some of those moments where you just can't... You just have a brain fart, and you just can't. You know, you're no longer in the scene because you're writing as you're performing. You know?
That's very true.
Like I think I see that sometimes with performers, and I don't know if that's what's happening, but as an audience member, I perceive it. You know, somebody says, you know, hey, give me the shovel. Give me the shovel. It's like, well, you want this shovel? Give me the shovel. You know what I mean? Like it's only so much. I feel like they're just not moving forward because they're not thinking of anything to do, you know, or maybe they're thinking too hard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. How do you get out of that?
I think that's really it. The beginning level improvisers take on the rules, all these known rules to get them out of their heads, sometimes can put them inside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the purest form and the best form and moments of improv on stage is when you've released yourself from these, you know, you writing the scene and just going line by line to develop it and discover it, mm-hmm. and not invent.
Have you ever been when I saw you earlier, I got the impression that you're somewhat of a trained actress. Have you ever acted?
I have done some theater. Yes.
Yeah. And so do you prefer this over scripted work or?
They're both exercising different muscles, yeah. and I love them both. My favorite thing to do is to write material for myself to perform.
Nice. Very cool. Well, you know, this is really interesting stuff. You know, improv is really cool. I don't have a whole lot of time on this, of course. I will say this though. You know how in the, did you ever see the movie Shakes the Clown? Bobcat Goldthwait's movie.
Okay. No.
Well, in Shakes the Clown, it's about party clowns, right? Party clowns that, they work children's birthday parties, right? And there's a pecking order in the clown world, in that the rodeo clowns always beat the shit out of the party clowns. Party clowns, in turn, go kick the crap out of the mimes in the park. You know, there's like a pecking order of clowns.
Sure.
I don't know. Where do you see improv fitting in on the pecking order of comedy? Because I always think of stand-up as being pretty much the bottom, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think they're different islands.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can swim to any of them. And if you can, you know, land on a couple, then you're stronger. You know, you have stronger skills to make it as being a career.
That's a really good way to put it.
I
like that.
And I think stand-ups... because of the nature of their work, if you get good, you're way more marketable than you are as an improviser. Just because you know yourself, you know your voice, you know your point of view, and a manager, an agent, or someone in LA could package you nicely and sell it to networks or development or whatever it is. With improvisers, it's a little different because improv inherently is collaborative and a team thing. So, like, unless you have like a troupe coming out, like The State or like Stella or like, you know, the like Monty Python, like these are guys who all worked as teams, you know. So it's different. Like I think I truly believe, like, if you're not writing for yourself, you don't have as much power. Mm-hmm. So in that way, pecking order wise, I would say stand-ups probably are at the top, because mm-hmm. you're free to do.
But we're still getting our ass kicked by rock stars.
We're all getting our ass kicked by
anybody
musicians.
That can play any guitar. Yeah, is sure. Every time I see a musician sell out an entire theater, meanwhile I'm struggling to get 10 people in there to laugh at my dick jokes. You know, it's a tough one. You know?
So you're saying I should become Adam Sandler?
You might want to do that. The Asian Adam Sandler. But this is really good. Hey man, it's great catching up with you. It was a nice show tonight. How can people find out about you on the internet?
You can find us at facebook.com/or/StrangerImprov.
Stranger Improv?
Stranger Improv, yeah, that's the whole thing. And all you can also find me on Twitter at PeterKZ, Kangaroo Zebra. I tweet sometimes.
Stephanie, what about you? You got a Twitter or a Facebook to promote?
I am on Facebook, and I am a member of Stranger on the Facebook page. Uh-huh. Still in development on my own website.
Nice. Well, as the beers get passed around, this is a good time. Folks, check them out. If you're in Chicago, go to Second City. You might see Peter and Stephanie on stage. Check out Stranger Improv if you want to see them doing a little bit more, acting, you know, their own thing outside of Second City. And thanks for listening. Folks, this has been On the Road with Dr. Brian. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian.